This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Okay, so we know Brad Holmes and all the Lions brass down there in Indianapolis. In fact, the Birchie Kid is down there covering the combine as well. He's got a busy day today. We're going to check in with him tomorrow here on the show and get the latest on what vibes he's getting from the Lions. You know, one thing I was thinking about and, you know, read some of and, you know, got into some of what was going on because, like, the coaches and GMs get down there Saturday and Sunday. Today's the first day anybody does anything on the field. So there are interviews, but you know who else gets down there on Saturday and Sunday? The agents get down there on Saturday and Sunday. So what do you think happens with the GMs and the agents? Preliminary free agent discussions. So while everybody's in one place, there is preliminary. You can kind of feel out a situation, see if you got a chance.
This is the pre-tampering?
Yep. Yep. And you know, they can say, oh, we don't do this, we don't do that. Yeah, you do. And it starts in 2 weeks, actually. So exciting times indeed with free agency and be interesting to see what goes on with the Lions, given what Brad Holmes has said down there. But today's the first day of workouts. So yesterday, Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, from the Combine, interviewed our general manager, and here's some of what he had to say. What's your approach to evaluating players at the Combine? Here's what Brad Holmes had to say. You know, the interesting thing about this is I wonder, and we'll never know the answer to this because we won't have access to every team's priority list or the boxes they need to check. Like, what have the Lions been doing under Brad Holmes and the area scouts and all the staff that has made them successful? Like, what does their checklist look like when they're scouting a player? And I'll give you an example of something that I once heard a scout say, and that was, 40-yard dash doesn't matter. It's what you do in the first 10 yards that really matters because the game isn't played typically over 40 yards on most downs. On some downs, certainly guys run 40
sure,
yards.
Yeah, pulling away from the group is important.
Yes, but you know when a receiver goes deep, sure. But even when a receiver goes deep, most of the rest of the guys aren't running 40 yards. Most of the rest of the guys on the field. So we're more interested in the 10-yard split of the 40-yard dash. Things like that. And I wonder how the Lions checklist differs from everybody else that's allowed them to be pretty damn successful in the draft the last few years.
Like the drills, well, usually it's on the pro day where the quarterbacks are now running one way and throw it the other way.
Dude, I don't know why that's become such a big... Everybody does it. Like in their pro days, I'm going to roll way out to my right and throw it all the way back to my left. A throw that in the game isn't really recommended. But if you do it in your pro day and you put it right on the money, everybody goes, wow.
That's what Zach Wilson did. Put himself on the map.
Did we fall for it?
What? Running to his left, throwing to his right.
Yeah.
And he's right-handed. That's impressive.
All right. Here's more from Brad Holmes yesterday with the NFL Network's Mike Garofalo. How do you and coach Dan Campbell go about figuring out your next move?
Do you think they go at it like in Step Brothers when they're in the garage and they're talking about things they both have in common, both things they like, and they do that with players too? And they're like, after connecting on three in a row, did we just become best friends? Yep. They just start bringing up random names.
I hope they have disagreements.
John Stamos. I'm sorry. You didn't ask the question yet.
No, but like,
is that a line from the movie?
Quick, a guy who we think is going to be available to us at 28. 3, 2, 1. Kenneth Grant. You know, did we just become best friends?
Actually, yes. We did. That was unplanned.
You're moving up, Doug. Moving up.
Like crack your top five?
Well, you're trending.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope they have disagreements. There's nothing wrong with having disagreements.
And I imagine that, you know, they're very cordial about the disagreements. So, oh, okay. But what I'd like to know is when do they get heated about it?
When Brad
Holmes
says... When
they get passionate and say, this is... No, I need this guy.
When Brad Holmes says... Well, my job is to pick the players. That's when it gets passionate.
You're just there to coach the guys I give you. Like, oh, okay. All right. I'll back off.
What if he's ever said that to Dan?
No, but like, for instance, and I hate to bring this guy's name up, but Levi Onwuzurike, because the story is famous from the draft workouts and all that in the combine. And then you get to the draft itself, and we've got video evidence of how excited that Brad Holmes was to get him and how he was wanted to move up to get him and all this, and they get him and they're thrilled about it, but it doesn't work out. Was everybody thrilled about it, or was just, you know, Brad?
Were there any dissenting voices in the room that are sitting around now going, I told you.
You know, and on the other side, is he like, we love St. Brown. And so he's like, oh, come on, man. St. Brown, really?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, see, St. Brown. How you like them apples?
Then you never let that scout live it
right
down.
But you'll never see that stuff.
No, probably not. Even though I'm sure it happens to even the best of them. You get stuff wrong. And Brad Holmes is not perfect, that's for sure. All right, one more. All right, speaking of your next move, Brad Holmes talked about the offseason combine, then free agency, then draft. Here's what he had. Kind of reiterating what he said a couple days ago, and this has become a common theme with Brad, is how many of their own guys they have to pay. Is it gamesmanship to throw people off the scent if he's truly after a certain player in free agency or a tradable candidate? It could be. But I think he's making it clear that there's a lot of players that they want to keep. And I don't blame him.
Yeah, I think you get invested in the players that you've drafted. You've seen them grow. You think you have a pretty good idea how much better they can be or how integral they are to your team. But you have to have that balance of making it work out with the salary cap. It's not easy to do that. And he's dead on, because they've hit on so many draft picks. It's great you hit on so many draft picks. The downside is, they all come up at the same time. You know, when you had the draft that they had with the two first-round picks of, Jahmyr Gibbs and Jack Campbell in the first round, and then you back that up with Sam Laporta and Brian Branch, and you've got four guys with first-round grades, and you got to pay them. And you're paying them all at the same time. Maybe a couple of those guys, the second-round guys, you might have to pay earlier because they're the four-year guys.
Okay, is this former Lion in line to come back? We'll get to that today. at 11 or 1:18. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, March is almost here, and college basketball is reaching its most exciting stretch of the season. Right now, new customers on FanDuel get $150 in bonus bets when your first $5 bet wins. That's $150 to bet on everything from conference clashes to tournament upsets, even who's cutting down the nets. So, you know what I recommend you do, and that is go find a heavy favorite and bet that first $5 bet on that heavy favorite on the money line. So just to win the game, they don't have to cover a spread. And when they do, you get the $150 to bet on anything you choose. Just visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to get in on the college hoops action before March takes off. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online, real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. We take your calls and your texts. Same number, 248-539-9797. So Combine gets started this afternoon. They start doing some workouts around 3 o'clock. Unfortunately, with the defensive linemen working today, locally, players from University of Michigan, Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant, will not be taking part in this, although I think Graham is planning on doing the bench press, and that's about it. But he's likely thought of as being a top 10 pick, a lock for the top 10, and perhaps even a top 5 pick. Grant looks like a first-round pick. He's got reported he has a little bit of a hamstring issue, so won't be working out. And the guys will save it up for the pro day, I guess. But it's a little disappointing news.
Yeah, he could be the guy, Kenneth Grant, for the Detroit Lions. A lot of speculation that will be on the board. You know, it's funny because I always hear so-and-so is moving up, so-and-so is moving down. Actually, we're just finding out what people really think of so-and-so or where they really belong. Because, you know, all of the mock drafts, which we love and we participate in, it is not fact-driven. It is opinion-driven. And sometimes you get a little bit of intel, but this is misinformation season. And if I were... if I were in the business of putting together a mock draft, well, let's just say it would really, really be difficult. Defensive linemen and linebackers. So that means, Kang, your sleeper, Jay Higgins from Iowa.
Yeah, mid-round sleeper.
He's a guy that would be running today. We'll see how he does. We know Raz score matters for the Lions.
It does, but also we know interviews matter. So true. I think this is, you know, when we were playing that Brad Holmes song earlier, I think they're basically saying that, like, hey, we have an idea about the type of guys we like, but today we really get to find out a little bit more, if not for sure.
Yeah. And there's, the defensive linemen that run today, there are plenty of guys. We mentioned Kenneth Grant, although, as you said, he is not running. Other guys that we should be keeping an eye on, including Princely Omanmielen, from Ole Miss.
Oh, man.
Yep. He's one to keep an eye on. Who's a dude from UCLA? Oluwafemi Odejo, that our guy Mel Kiper had going to the Lions in his most recent draft. He'll be running today. Donovan Azaruku from Boston College could be a guy. So,
you think that based on how
James Pierce Jr.,
what we know about the Lions and Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, the type of player they're looking at, does Josiah Stewart, do you think he factors in, or is he too small?
You know, he is small compared by NFL standards. Knowing Josiah, I think Josiah would impress them in the interviews, having talked to him.
And it's 6'1", 245.
He had one flaw. Yankee fan.
That's a big flaw.
Yep.
That's a big one.
Yep. It'd be tough.
Now, the edge rushers, they don't work out today, right? They work with the linebackers, or is it just strictly defensive tackles, defensive ends, or how does this?
That line's gotten blurred. I don't know. I thought the edge rushers did work out today, but you're right. There's right now. I'll be going through top players at a position. I'm like, why is this guy not on the list? And I'll realize they've listed him as an outside linebacker. Some people have him outside linebacker. Some people have an edge rusher. So I don't know how they define who you work out with. It says defensive linemen and linebackers.
Another guy I'm interested in is...
I guess it doesn't matter. If it's linebackers, that'll be all of them.
Big fella from Kentucky, Deion Walker.
Yeah.
Is he from Detroit?
He might be.
But yeah, Detroit. 6'6", 345 is what he's listed at. Now we'll see what he measures at today. But that's a big fella.
Okay, speaking of the Lions, could this be news that pertains to us? The Rams have given Jonah Jackson permission to seek a trade. Of course, he played here. Lions, he was an early in this whole thing. He was an early cap casualty because he was becoming a free agent, and it was almost acknowledged they're not going to be able to afford him. And he signed a big deal with the LA Rams, played in four games, only four games, injury and benching. He's due to make 8.5 guaranteed March 12th when free agency starts. That sounds to me like he's got 2 weeks to seek a trade, or he could get released. Could he be the next Graham Glasgow? A guy who was here, did well here, went elsewhere, but came back on what I assume would be a team-friendly deal.
He can. I don't think I want to trade for him.
Nope. I don't either.
I don't want to give up draft capital to acquire a player that I might be able to get in free agency a couple weeks later. And if he happens to get traded, oh, well, okay. I think he'd be perhaps a welcome addition. I don't know if he's fully healthy. What's the word there? I mean, the Rams moving on from him because they simply have more talented players that they feel, and he's odd man out. Or is it that he's making
he's
too much money
and
it's a tough decision they have to make, and particularly if they want to jettison some salary here, so maybe they can hang on to Stafford.
If he is cut, he will cost them 11.33. If they keep him, he will cost them 14.66. Would they rather have the $3 million and not Jonah Jackson? I'm sure they'd love to get somebody to trade for him. If the Lions were to trade for him, his cap hit for Detroit would be $9 million. That's his base salary. He'd be $9 million this year, $9 million next year. And to me, it's too much for where Jonah Jackson is, although I just assume you can go with Christian Mahogany next year, save a ton of money, and I don't know if Christian Mahogany is that much better or worse than Jonah Jackson that would really matter. Like, tell us a little something. If Jonah Jackson gets cut, will Jonah Jackson say, hey, my best years were there, I'll go back there. Same, Hank Fraley survived all the coaching purging, so... Poaching, I guess it was.
Yeah, not purging.
Yep. So anyway.
Desmond wanted to hang on to him.
It was definitely not a purge. It was a poach. He survived the poach. So what do you want to come back and play for his guy? Could. I wouldn't rule this one out.
But I don't like hearing started four games.
No, I guess it's listed as injury and benching. Was it, why they want to get out from under it. It's a lot of money to pay for a guy at that position if he's not going to be pretty damn good. But... if he gets to free agency, this could be a spot for him. Kang, what do you make of this?
Yeah, I'm definitely not trading for him, but if they release him, I'd take a look. But he left here kind of like starting to get an injury or two, and then last year, you just read it, he barely played. What an utter disaster of a signing for the Rams. Like, you sign this guy to that big of a deal, three, four-year deal, and they want to release or trade him immediately?
3 years, $51 million.
Yeah, it's terrible. But you can never have enough depth, right? And nope. I wouldn't guarantee him a spot, especially if Mahogany has, this is part about draft develop, right? If he develops into a starter, maybe Jackson's just a luxury backup guy.
Yeah, if we take a look at and we're taking Brad Holmes at his word, his bigger concern is bringing back his own guys, so he's not spending any kind of significant amount of money to bring back Jonah Jackson.
I tell you, that's so weird. Is it feels to me... like Jonah Jackson was like the previous regime. It just seems like it's already so far in the rearview mirror, and you forget, at least I forget, that he was on his team in 2023
right,
when they, you know, went on a nice little run there. But I've already forgotten about this guy.
Here's what's crazy about it, too, is if you think, because he's why they losing him is why they brought in Kevin Zeitler.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that long ago he was here and giving them good play. It's also possible that he's done and Brad Holmes did the exact right thing and not, like, this is another dub for Brad Holmes by not re-signing him when his career started to decline.
Well, as King points out, he's got an injured history. He missed four games in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
And missed five games in 2023 and then missed 13 games last year. That's a lot in 3 years.
Yep.
So, you can watch and see how this one happens, what happens here. If he ends up getting released, be patient, wait things out, see what happens toward the ends of free agency, and can you get him for a song and a dance? Sure, but I'm not trading assets, and I don't want to give him a ton of cash.
I can see a future where Jonah Jackson signs a free agent contract with the Detroit Lions 1 year, $2.1 million, something like that, you know?
Right, right. But, or 1 in 5 or something. I don't know.
Something to keep an eye on. Former Lion Jonah Jackson expected to be moved. The Rams gave him permission to seek a trade with his contract. Probably not getting traded. Could he get released? Save them some cap space? Very well could. All right. Red Wings in Columbus on Saturday. They've got the Blue Jackets playing here tonight. Trade deadline in 8 days. Okay, I'm going to run down some names. It's time to name names other than Dylan Cousins of coveted players that might make some sense in Detroit. This is Connecting Dots, reading of the player availability list, projected trades that could be made. Any of these guys make sense for Detroit? We'll get to that today at 1:31. Hey, Detroit, you want a golf course quality lawn? It's easier and more affordable than you think. With TruGreen, as the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, TruGreen brings pro-level expertise straight to your yard, so your lawn can look like a fairway. Sign up by March 10th and get one free application. Plus, with their price match guarantee, you know you're getting the best value. If you're not satisfied, TruGreen will revisit your lawn between scheduled visits to make it right. It's all part of the promise to you. Don't wait. Visit TruGreen.com today for a free application. Offer ends March 10th. Restrictions apply. Spent pretty much the first half of the show talking basketball with the Pistons and Michigan State's win, both of them last night. What a huge, huge win for the Pistons, taking out Boston. Big win for MSU as well, in somewhat dramatic fashion, one might say. Also had some Lions talk that we've mixed in. And Gator, we got the NHL trade deadline. And, I started doing the deep dive a little bit. Some of these names make more sense than others. But if it's a Detroit team that's looking to make a push in the postseason, any of these deals possibly make sense. Went over a list of players that could be available, players that could be traded. I'm going to start with this. The Athletic came out with an NHL ranking of all 32 starting goalies. For Detroit, it was the guy that started most games. Cam Talbot is the player that they ranked for Detroit. And, of course, Alex Lyon's here, too, and he plays quite a bit.
Talbot will be starting tonight.
They were broken into four tiers, and then the fourth and final tier, the bottom 10 in the league, was our guy, Cam Talbot. Feels like Talbot is capable of elite play. There are times where he looks exceptionally good, but according to people in the league, these are coaches and goalies themselves, when they rank out all the goalies, well, our guy doesn't do very well compared to the rest. So would you want an upgrade? Headline out of St. Louis that the Blues are open for business. Would you make a move on Jordan Bennington, the hero of the Four Nations Cup for Canada?
I would not. I'd rather see them concentrate on forward or defense as opposed to goaltender. I'm always going to be curious about Sebastian Kosa.
You love Kosa.
Well, I love the idea of, okay, this is a guy they spent a first-round pick on.
Yep.
He's giant, and he's played well I just like to see him get an opportunity to play a little bit more. I can't help but think that if remember that short stretch that he was brought up and he only got like one period's worth of play or a period and a half because he had to of injury. And like all would have made all the sense in the world, just give him a little bit of a tryout, but they didn't. Can't help but think had McClellan been the coach instead of Lalonde at that time, would that be different? Would we know a little bit more out of this? But it wasn't the case. I'm not a big Alex Lyon fan. And if you want to get the best out of Cam Talbot, does that mean that Cam Talbot has to play less? And if he does, then maybe the move is, well, let's you replace Lyon with Kosa and let Kosa have a shot. But maybe this is the year that's it's not ready for that. Next year might be that year. But I don't need to move ahead and let's go all in on, you know, Jordan Binnington, who's had a interesting season. He hasn't been lights out great, but he was when it mattered in the Four Nations.
I mean, what matters in the NHL, of course, is what you do in the postseason. And would I rather have Binnington between the pipes and Talbot? I think, yeah, I would. The question is,
I won't disagree with that.
Do you make a move for a guy at that point in his career, at the age of 31, he's under contract for the next 3 years. Like, this feels like the move you make if you really think you're a contender and need a goalie upgrade. The other player out of St. Louis, Pavel Buchnevich, who could be available, he's paid a lot of money, though, over the next few years.
Yeah, I don't know how much he's getting paid, but he's a guy who scored 30 goals back in 22. And he followed that up with 26, 27, and this year he's got 12 and 57 games, the 39 points. But it's other things I'm going to look at for forwards that I think make a difference. When you're looking at trying to, it's not always about scoring, it's about helping things out defensively. And I'll look at blocks and I'm going to look at hits. Are these guys going to be physical enough? And he's not a very physical player. So, and if he's owed a lot of money, then I'm not interested.
Okay. As we continue to look around the league at players that could be coming to Detroit, we've talked about Dylan Cousins a lot. He's still young. What is he, 23 years old? He's been a 30-goal scorer in his career, but his numbers have dropped off the last couple of years. It feels like there's a talent that could be tapped into there and do better in this environment than what's going on in Buffalo. And we've mentioned him a lot. What about Alex Tuch? 6'4", 220, scores 20 goals. Has 20 goals, has more even strength goals than Nate McKinnon this year. He doesn't make a ton of money. Could be an interesting addition, and he, according to what I read, could be available.
Well, he's interesting, the size you like. And so I'm looking at the other stats, like blocks and hits. Not a guy who uses his size a lot. It's like one hit a game. He'll block some shots, though. I'd be interested. Because he's also got the propensity to put the puck in the net. And this is his third straight year of at least 20 goals, and he still has, 26 games to go on the season for him, which would be obviously less if he's a Red Wing. But say another 20 games, can he put in another 8 to 10 goals? That'd be pretty good production.
It's a little surprised to see that the LA Kings might be making Quentin Byfield available, young forward. That's a big guy, and that's a guy that. We coveted, and when he came out in the draft just a couple years ago, he makes decent money, but they can afford him under the cap. Remember when you said it would be a good old-fashioned hockey trade? They'd have to give up a prospect, I would imagine, of significance to get Quentin Byfield, but
he hasn't produced. I mean, he's a prospect for sure, and he is. Again, going back to that draft, we liked him a lot. He had great size. I think he's 6'5 now, over 220 pounds. But it's another guy who's got that size that doesn't use it. 47 hits in 56 games this year, 66 hits in 80 games last year. He had a career year last year when he scored 20 goals and had 55 points, but that was through 80 games. 34 points in 56 games this year. I'm not going to say the guy's not going to make it when he's at 22 and he's got numbers like this.
He's in his fifth year in the league at the age of 22.
Yeah, and look, he played 6 games in the first year. So, I mean, really is fourth, but I'm surprised that he hasn't been better, but does a change of scenery, does that help him out? I do like the size factor. And on a team right now that's without, Rasmussen temporarily, he'll be back at some point, maybe even back for Saturday. But this is a guy who's got comparable size. I like the size. I don't know. How much does he make? What's his contract?
I think it's $6 million.
For how many years? So he gets his, he got his second contract, I'm assuming.
Yeah, 6.25 each of the next 4 years. This is a player you'd have to believe in.
You'd have, like, to,
you'd
believe,
have to believe in the talent that got him drafted high in the first round.
Yeah, I mean, again, going to the draft, that was a, I was really liked doing the research on him. He was a really good player, but it hasn't translated just yet to the NHL. Now, looking at his, when he played 40 games his real rookie year, he had 5 goals and 5 assists. The next year, dropped down to 3 goals, but he picked up 19 assists in 53 games. And then it jumped up to 20 goals last year. This year, he's at 11 goals. Is he potentially going to be 20 goals? Potential, but you'd really have to pick up the pace. But at least the it has picked up. I'm interested.
Yeah, I'd be intrigued with him as a player. That's,
I just
still
wish he
developing.
Were more physical. He's not physical.
I heard Max Baltman of The Athletic on our old friend Brian Fisher's podcast mentioned Trent Frederick from Boston, that he might be available. And so I did a little research and reading, and I love this line. Trent Frederick is a pain in the ass contenders crave at the trade deadline.
Yeah, because he hits. This is a guy who has 155 hits this year, had over 200 hits last year. He is a pain in the ass, and he's not having a great year. He's minus 14 in the plus-minus statistic. The previous 3 years, he was plus 9, plus 28, and plus 10. So he's minus 14 this year. He's fallen out of favor, I think. But he is a pain in the ass. You need guys like that. I like his physicality. Without, you know, drawing too many penalty minutes, but the guy goes out there and he hits, and I can appreciate that. He's not overly, you know, large. He's 6, but he'd be big for the Red Wings. 6'3" and 220.
So because of their cap situation and because of the contracts that these guys make, and I know you love to add the hitting, but what about adding Alex Tuch and Trent Frederick? What if Trent Frederick, who brings that grit, is paired with somebody else? So you get both. Like if we get Quentin Byfield, which I think you'd have to pay a hefty price personally, but
well, you start looking at who leaves the roster to make that spot.
Yep.
You know, and where are you gonna play him in place of? And you immediately go down to the third and fourth lines. You start looking there, and is a player like Joe Valeno or
Tyler Mott,
Berggren? You know, but those are the players you're looking at.
Christian Fisher, maybe, but. I'm not saying that they get traded the other direction.
I'm saying they're looking for guys who might get squeezed out.
I mean, given the fact that Andrew Copp's done for a while, that does open up a spot.
But, okay, those are interesting names. I still think that they could look at bigger.
Well, what do you got?
Well, I'm just...
Don't say Connor McDavid.
No, I'm not going to say Connor.
Okay.
Looking at the trade deadline, there are some big-name players that aren't having the years that they thought that they would. One of them costs a lot, and the other one is kind of affordable. You look at, do I dare bring up the name Steven Stamkos? Is that somebody that you would consider?
Well, I think they tried once.
So he is making...
Here's what I don't like.
What, 8.5 a year?
And what's it? How many more years?
It's, I want to say he's 4 more years.
On his contract, and how old is he?
34.
Okay, I guess he's not decrepit. 35. I mean, this is one where you kind of accept that, and it's $8 million over the next 4 years.
I think so. It's like $8.5 million, maybe. Okay. The name that I was, the other name I like has always been a link to the Red Wings was Jonathan Marchessault.
There we go. That's exactly what I was going to say, Gator. He's 1 year younger, making 5.5 a year, cheaper than Stamkos, a year younger.
There it is.
That's my guy.
I'd like to. I mean, you definitely get scoring with him.
I'll throw you out one more name that, again, I think would be a little bit more costly. A
Kenny
player
was waiting.
Yeah, Kenny like was. That. Kenny was.
Say it.
I was surprised to see this guy on a list that might be available, but what about Ryan Donato out of Chicago? He's got 19 goals this year. He's 28. I think the Red Wings tried to get him before, and I saw that he might be available.
Yeah, he's a little prickly to play against, I guess, a little bit. But I don't know. That's nothing that wows me. I kind of feel like they have an opportunity here to maybe wow you a little bit.
One more here, Kenny. Well, wowing would be either one big or two guys that can both help you. One more, Kenny?
Well, again, they can take on up $14 million, right?
They could take on a couple players.
Yeah, one more from me. I got Seth Jones. He says he wants out of Chicago. Great defenseman, fast, can move the puck, can fill out one of your middle pairing defensemen. I mean, it solves your Justin Hull problem, I think.
How expensive is he?
It's a great question.
His contract, as we're workshopping this idea, pays him $9.5 million for the next 5 years.
Oof. Yeah, and at the age of 30, though I do like the player a lot.
Yeah, it's the end of this year and five more years.
He
is a very nice defenseman, and I think, I mean, in Chicago, obviously he's not going to do very much. You have to kind of keep in the context of the team he's playing on.
Yeah.
All interesting as we are 8 days away from the trade deadline. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket. Warm up your winter with these hot deals from Sarah Chevy in Sterling Heights. Right now, lease a beautiful new 2025 Chevy Blazer for just $364 a month with no money down. That's a two-year lease on a Blazer LT front-wheel drive with zero down. Unlock the savings with your GM employee discount and Chevy lease in your household with approved credit. Don't forget Sarah Chevy in Sterling Heights, number one volume Chevy dealer in Michigan. And that means they have a huge inventories of Silverados, Equinox, Blazers, Trax, and EVs, hundreds on the ground to choose from. Stay warm and say Sarah. Call 87-SAY-SARAH. Go to saysarah.com. See dealer for details. Get there fast. Offers end March 3rd. Together, let's drive.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Let's check in on the feedback and people still buzzing about last night's basketball games. Regarding Michigan State, Mike in Whitmore Lake says defense can definitely travel in March Madness. If memory serves, Texas Tech had an elite defense a few years ago and knocked Michigan State out of the Final Four. That's from Mike in Whitmore Lake. Texas Tech did have an elite defense. Texas Tech also shot it from the perimeter. If Michigan State party crashes this year in March Madness, they'll be doing it with elite defense and they don't shoot it from the perimeter. I'm not saying it's impossible, but that's one thing that jumped out about that Texas Tech team is they could really, I mean, they weren't like the greatest ever, but they were significantly better than Michigan State is this year. Ah, man, the sound of that shot was amazing. It felt like March and I absolutely loved it. If State doesn't shoot themselves in the foot, I think their D can carry them very deep in the tournament. And if they do shoot it, they didn't really shoot it last night. If they do shoot it, they have a tremendous chance at the Final Four. Pistons hosting home court in the playoffs is a real thing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Look, if they play, they've been playing it over a 700 clip since the middle of December. If they play that way, the remaining, 23 games? They have a chance at the 3 seed. I'm not predicting that. Okay. Let me be clear. But if this trend is who they now are, the way the Tigers last year instantly got really good and just rode it all the way to the playoffs, kept riding up the standings. And let's face it, Minnesota didn't finish the season strong. If the Knicks help a little bit, if this is who they are, and there's a lot of basketball to be played. Again, not a prediction, but if, yeah, 3 seeds in play, 4 seeds way more likely.
Yeah, I think they can. I would look. You can have your sights set on 3. I'm looking at 4. Just keep moving up. Really is what it is. I think Indiana is a tough out for this team. I think it would be a fun matchup in the playoffs.
It would be
to see
a great matchup.
These teams don't like each other. There's history. There's deep history in some cases, and I'd be all about seeing that. I think that it'd be tough for the Pistons to beat Indiana. I think it's tough for Indiana to beat the Pistons. This is one of those things you look at. Is this going to be a 7-game series if they match up and get your popcorn and just sit back and enjoy it? But I do think that, you know, being if you're going to look past 4, that might be a little lofty, but I'm loving this run they're on right now, and they're going to play Denver tomorrow. It's another measuring stick game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, measuring stick game last night for me was, and I know they didn't have Jaylen Brown, but they were the defending champs, and they got a bunch of great players over there, all-stars, Olympians, the whole nine. They can definitely win a playoff series. You know, this isn't one of those just, hey, they're going to make the playoffs, great progress. No, I don't care who it is, Indiana, Orlando, whoever, Miami, it doesn't matter, the Knicks, they can win a series. The Bucks, the only thing against them really right now is they're so young. I'm not sure they know what they're doing right now, right? Yeah. And that's kind of the part of the surprising part too, right? Doug, is they're really young. The core of them is young. I mean, you have Tobias Harris, but the rest of these guys.
And the veterans that they did get are doing the job. But yes, the rest of these guys, I mean, you go through it. What did we say? 19, 21, 22, and a couple of 23-year-olds, although one of them's out with a season-ending injury, but... that shot by Maryland with 5 seconds left from 28 feet away is one of the worst shot selections you will ever see. That's from Jamie. That's also from our engineer, Robbie, who was fixated on that. He's like, why are you shooting then? Like, why?
You had a couple seconds to
right to get a better shot.
Yeah, because I mean, you don't.
It wasn't 3-2-1, let it fly.
You needed just a basket, not a three-point basket.
Asar Thompson has 67 steals in 37 games. That's Ocean's 11 level thievery.
Oh.
That's from Jay and Warren.
Nice.
Won't play, Jay.
A movie Doug gets.
A movie I saw, yeah.
And speaking of Zerga, Stoney's in the studio with us.
How are you, Mike?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing exceptionally
well. We actually did something in common yesterday.
You and I?
Yeah.
Let me guess. I think I can figure it out. You went to a high school basketball game.
Yep. Went down to the wire, and West Bloomfield prevailed over Walled Lake Central.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And then Friday, the West Bloomfield Lakers will lose to Orchard Lake St. Mary's by about 55.
Wow.
Okay.
You're calling the shot already.
No. This is without a doubt going up on West Bloomfield's bulletin board. Oh, yeah. Mike Stone.
Yes.
Friday, West Bloomfield will lose to Orchard Lake by 55.
A little hyperbole, but yes, they are the defending state champions.
And they're strong.
Kid who's going to go to Michigan, Trey McKenna, is really, really good. And they have some football players who are going to Michigan State to play football who are really good basketball players. Yeah. Orchard Lake St. Mary's is stacked. But yeah, so I was driving home and listened to the Maryland broadcast, actually, because I know two of the broadcasters.
Who's their play-by-play guy?
Johnny Holiday. He's been doing Maryland basketball and football since when I was living in Washington. So we're talking in the late 70s, early 80s, probably.
Who does is it Frank Reich on the color commentary?
For football, I don't know who does it.
No,
but former American University head coach Chris Nockey is their analyst. And they had a third person in the booth yesterday, which I didn't know.
So Bonnie Bernstein?
No. But she did go to Maryland.
I know. All I'm doing is mentioning Maryland people. I did this last night with Woody.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Walt Williams, the former...
Walt Williams?
Yes.
The bearded point guard.
Yeah.
Like the 6'8 bearded point guard.
Mm-hmm. He was like an early draft selection.
He's on their broadcast, huh?
Yeah. He was last night, anyway.
Check out Walt Williams.
That was pretty cool.
And I was just asking the question, whatever happened to... No, I wasn't.
I know.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about, obviously, what Gator and Kenny Cott witnessed at Little Caesars Arena last night, which was it a statement game? That's what we'll debate. It was just wonderful. It looked on television, and you were there. It looked like the place was electric. And look, anytime you can beat the Celtics, it's a good day.
Well, I would say this. Before, and I don't think Doug's intention was saying it was just bringing up a fact that Jaylen Brown didn't play. Before people throw that at you, understand that the Pistons are playing without some pretty good players, too.
Yes, they're
second. Jaden Ivey's not playing.
Schroeder
didn't
play.
Nor is Schroeder.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And the Pistons have played teams on back-to-backs, too, and have won.
So I don't think it was fair on fair. Right?
Yeah. I do wish they had one more game against the Celtics because I feel like, I mean, we played that soundbite from Celtics Media Day with Jaylen Brown saying, you know, if we're playing a team like Detroit, we're going to get Sam 30 shots.
Right.
Like, no disrespect, really. Okay. How would we feel disrespected?
You're always disrespected when you started off with no doubt.
Exactly.
Right. Is that analogous to when Aaron Rodgers called the Lions, we can't lose to that team?
That team.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it kind of was.
Yeah.
So now that the Pistons have the Celtics' attention.
Yes.
I do wish they played one more time in the regular season. So we could beat them again.
So now the Pistons can knock Celtics out of contention like they did with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Right.
There we go.
Our next matchup will be in what, the Eastern Conference semifinals?
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Let's hope. Yep. Let's hope.
It'll be nice.
You boys have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, hootball,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.